Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Bismarck today on What's on Your Mind.
Here's what I do.
Later this morning, a couple hours away, Wayne Stengem, longest-serving attorney general in the state of North Dakota, will be laid to rest after passing away unexpectedly at 68 years of age. I've seen a fair amount of speculation. How did it happen? Are we doing an investigation? Was it an ulcer? Was it a heart attack? I don't know that that's our business. I really don't. I just think that's for the family to decide. And, you know, we know this. Wayne passed away unexpectedly at 68 years of age on last Friday night. And that's all we really need to know. And however that happened, it's sad and it's tragic. And the question I have today, Kevin, why does somebody, and by the way, Todd, the radio god Mitchell, has the day off. And do you know that it is his 25th anniversary of K-Fire today? 25 years on the radio at KFI.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I hope he took the day off to put his feet up, right?
And just like, I doubt it.
Chill
no,
out.
Because
the guy, just he's an energizer bunny. He never stops. He keeps KFI 550 going morning, noon, and night. It's pretty incredible. So shout out to Todd, the radio guy today, for 25 years. Shoot him a text. Tell him, way to go. Happy 25. Kevin is here, and super producer Chris Larson as well. I've been thinking a lot about this. I wrote a column that will appear on Saturday's Forum newspapers, Jamestown Sun, Dickinson Press, and Grand Forks Herald, and Fargo Forum, right, one every Saturday. And I was actually planning a column just on some COVID stuff, having local healthcare officials respond to some things Dr. McCullough said to us recently. Because I'm not going Joe Rogan on you, but I think especially when it comes to medical advice, you know, it's good to have all sides, right? And at least, and what I find really is like a Dr. McCullough type, you know, you see this, the state health department doesn't respond to it. The health systems don't respond to it. You know what I mean? So you have one group over here saying this, and the other group saying that, saying, you know, running billboards saying, if you're not vaccinated, you're going to die. Can we have a conversation about this? Can we actually be adults and have this conversation? So anyway, that was the plan for this week until Wayne Stengem died. And what really struck me from the tribute show we did Monday and from the outpouring of support, actually you see the best of Facebook in times like this, because you see everybody with a story, right? And Wayne Stengem was loved. Wayne Stengem was loved. There is zero doubt about that. There's no political friend or foe that could possibly disagree with that. The guy was loved. So my question of the day is, why does someone have to die to find out how much we love them? That's my question. Why does somebody have to die to find out we love them? I guess it's sort of human nature, right?
Well, and sometimes you make sure to tell them, and you make sure to, you know, be out in front of that, which you should be anyway.
So maybe a good reminder to say, if you love someone, be a little more vocal about it. Stand, you know, I have this thing that I don't, I'm public about it or anything else, but when someone is in the middle of a really tough situation, I always like to be the person that says, stuff happens. You know what I mean? Stuff happens, and know that, you know, this will stink a lot for the next whatever, but ultimately, you know, things are going to get better. Now, when somebody dies, it's hard to tell somebody that, right? I mean, you can't
go to Beth
Stengem or Andrew Stengem and say, you know, I know it's a little hard right now. You know, it's impossible to comprehend the grief they have right now, or any of
hard
us.
Hard to see that forest from those trees.
With a loved one. But I bet they're going to take great comfort in the fact that Wayne was loved. And that is very obvious. It'll be obvious for me. I no doubt jam-packed Bismarck Event Center today. And by the way, shout out to Mike Nathy and his team at the Bismarck Funeral Home and Charlie Jeske and his team at the Bismarck Event Center, because they have a rodeo going on here. this weekend.
Oh, really?
And they just pulled the stops out and said we are doing this right. So they have 1,600 seats in the exhibition hall, the Bismarck Event Center. You come in the west door, and whether you knew Wayne or didn't know Wayne, what I hope today turns into is not only obviously a demonstration of the love for him, but our demonstration for love of law enforcement. Do you love law enforcement officers? If you don't, you should. You should, because everything you love about America, everything you love about living in North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, happens because they put themselves at risk every single day. They get out of bed and they say, today could be my last day, because every bad thing that happens, they're the ones that get a call. And law enforcement nationally is unappreciated. That's about as kind as I can be. They are under and unappreciated in incredible ways, and I might add, worse than that, they are murdered in cold blood every day. All right, they are disrespected. Look at our biggest cities. What a disgrace! What a disgrace! And the thing I think we forget about with law enforcement is, yes, there's a law and order issue, and you know, bail reform and illegal immigrants and just the worst of the worst. All of that is a problem. But you know what is probably the biggest problem? And I've asked top cops this everywhere. If you had a magic wand, how would you wave it, and what would it do? And you know what they all say? Mental health resources. So there's a lot of people who have real issues in the mental health area that turn them into people who, you know, grab a gun or grab a knife or, you know, do really crazy things. That if you have the resources to have a mental health officer right next to a law enforcement officer every time, these guys wouldn't have to be the law and order guys and the flippin' counselor.
Exactly.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
I mean, it is unbelievable what is going on in this country. It is a mental health crisis, and we put all that on law enforcement. So I hope the place is jammed to the rafters today, whether you knew Wayne, whether you didn't know Wayne, a show of support for law enforcement. Obviously, he's the top law enforcement officer in the state. He dealt with a lot of things related to what we chatted earlier with Dave Zabalski, police chief of Fargo, and he was saying, gosh, I was just in a meeting with Wayne about the crime lab, and he was so great. He's like, okay, what can we do better? What do we need to do better? How can I help this situation? He's like, wow, you know, I mean that's leadership. That's great, and we're on fixing the problem. Well, that's a law enforcement problem, right? If they investigate a crime scene, everything needs to be perfect, not just like okay, right? Otherwise, criminals walk. It has to be perfect. Well, that's one of a million things that he dealt with. So, I think your advice is the best today, Kevin. Just tell them. Just tell them. And by the way, anybody.
A bit angry. Yeah, always leave it with an I love you.
Did you see that young 22-year-old law enforcement officer in New York City that died recently?
Rivera.
And his wife, they were newly married.
Yep.
And his wife said they had an argument. So the last time that she talked to him, I think they didn't talk the night he died or whatever, but the last interaction they had was an argument. And she was so remorseful.
Oh.
You know, just to say it was something dumb and, you know, whatever. But Yeah.
You never know.
Yeah, exactly right. Texter says, same question. Always attribute to someone after they're dead. Why not do it when they're alive? Show them the tribute they deserve. It's a good question, and it's why I'm asking the question today. And I think it's just human nature. Let's be honest. Human nature is your head down, you're getting through life, kids got to get to school, you know, want my kids safe, now they left the house, got grandkids, you know, whatever stage you are in life, right? Your son George, right now, finishing his high school year and rounding out a great basketball season and deciding what he's going to do next, that's Kevin Flynn's focus, right? In addition to doing a wicked good radio show. But you and Kelly, you want your son, you know, that's your head's down. You're not thinking about who around me do I need to, you know, who in my circle do I need to say I love you to. So I don't think it's a human flaw. I just think it's something we could be better at.
I say it all the time to friends, family, everybody. I just don't leave it out. Because for me, you know, both my parents, neither one made it to 60. And I mean, My mom battled cancer for a year, so we kind of got to say goodbye. My dad was here today, gone tomorrow. And, you know, we had a little tiff right before he passed, too, which I still regret to this day. It's like, so yeah, don't leave it. Don't ever leave it. You know, always say it. Always.
Yeah, and by the way, in addition to your parents, I tell people I love them all the time that are close friends or, you know, whatever, going through something tough. I do. I'm sort of a softy, right?
Yeah, I am.
And some people are a little more stoic about that. They aren't, but there's nothing wrong with telling somebody you love them. There really isn't. Even if you feel a little awkward doing it face to face, send them a text saying, I love you, you know. And maybe we need to bring that show back, This Is Your Life. So we could, you know, this listener's suggestion here that, you know, we have a tribute before they leave. You know, pick somebody, once a month and just do a little version of This Is Your Life. I remember when, you know, walk them through some great memories. I do that a couple high school buddies recently from South Dakota, here on South Dakota. Good friends, just the kind of people you pick up immediately where you left off with them. And one of them suggested, let's get on a dang Zoom call. You know, we're a little text here, a little text there. We don't talk to each other for a year. The three of us, let's get on a Zoom call. So I was down in Arizona, and it was scheduled for that night. And I thought, okay, I was actually at America Fest. Back to the hotel room, on the Zoom, laughed our hind ends off, right? I mean, just had a great time reliving some crazy memories as goofy juniors and seniors in high school and all the things you've done. And you're talking about your parents and everything. So a little This Is Your Life wouldn't be bad. I don't know. Just a thought. Tell me what your answer is here. Why do we wait till somebody dies to show them how much they're loved? Would you? 800-228-0550. You can text us at 701-237-1590 on What's On Your Mind. Doug Goring, who served with Wayne Stengel on the Industrial Commission for a lot of years, coming up. And Jerome Richter from UMary, too. Stay tuned.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There is something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
On your mind. That's kind of a bit of irony there, right? That'll be the day I die, and what happened? The day the music died. On this date, what year?
1959. Yep. So, north of Mason City, Iowa.
My dad graduated in 1958. His name was Jerry, but he always went by Juror 58. Forever. And, by the way, I lost both my parents before 70. You mentioned you lost both the years before 60. And way too short. Way too short. And they loved Buddy Holly. But I'm guessing I didn't remember the year. So that had to be a high school thing. They were going wherever they were going to watch him in high school.
It was Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, and J.P. Richardson, the big bopper. And remember, Waylon Jennings was Buddy Holly's guitar player and gave up a seat on the plane to ride the cold bus to let Richie ride on the plane. And Waylon lived. They didn't.
Wow.
Yeah.
Isn't that something? And do you think Buddy Holly was like Elvis-like fame if he would have continued to?
Oh boy, that's the age-old question. He would have definitely been a huge deal. I just see there's a lot of talent there. All three of them. I mean, really, it would have. You know, I think their impact would have kept going well into the '60s for sure.
What's on your mind? Brought to you today by H.A. Thompson and Sons, the indoor air quality experts. IAQ is a very important space right now because. Whether it's a flu virus, whether it's a COVID virus, whether it's mold, mildew, whatever. Anything bad in the air has a fighting chance with indoor air quality technology, and they have it better than anybody at H.A. Thompson & Sons. How do you know that, Scott? Well, long-term care facilities, literally grants from the state. Will you do this, H.A. Thompson & Sons? Okay, what about schools? Will you do this? And they see measurable impacts from that. HATandSons.com. That's where to invest your effort right now. Coming up on the program today, I mentioned Doug Goring will join us at the bottom of the hour, North Dakota Ag Commissioner. We're going to talk about his tribute to Wayne Stengem as a fellow member of the Industrial Commission. People forget that, but the Industrial Commission in North Dakota is like the Board of Directors. It's a really big deal. There are three constitutional officers there, the governor, the attorney general, and the Ag Commissioner. They govern everything that happens in North Dakota. That is like literally the board of directors for, you know, the biggest company you can think of right there. Imagine all the memories and the times and issues that have come before those two, both in Wayne's tenure as the longest serving attorney general, as well as Doug Goring. Also today on the program, the executive vice president of the University of Mary, Jerome Richter, will join us. We'll talk about that game-changing gift of $12 million to the University of Mary and what that impact will be not only here but statewide. Also on the program today, Brian Solom is going to join us. We're counting down to Giving Hearts Day, which is going to be here before we know it. And the hunting, fishing, outdoor adventure, Disney World, NASCAR opportunities they offer for children and young people who've been diagnosed with life-threatening illnesses, as well as veterans who've been wounded in combat, is pretty extraordinary. So we'll do all that today on the program, in addition to taking your calls, your questions, and your comments on our question of the day. Why do we wait? Why do we wait to tell somebody how much we love them until they're no longer walking this earth? What is the answer to that question? Terry called off the air during the break. Somebody also just said, would you announce the time and date for Wayne's service again? I sure will. Bismarck Event Center, 11 a.m. today. West Entrance, Exhibition Hall, 1,700 seats. Whether you knew him or didn't know him, let's honor his service today, okay?
I believe we will be streaming that on our Facebook page as well as on the website as well.
We will.
It's one of our network's websites, AM1100, theflag.com.
K-Fire will as well. All of them will be there. And K-Fire TV is providing the coverage of that for all the media today. So we'll be taking their feed of that. Okay, so we'll have that Flag Family websites, Facebook pages, as well as the K-Fire pages and, of course, K-Fire TV. Somebody had a call during the break, and the call said, hey, what happened with more or less COVID coverage from the audience? We're still tallying. This happens sometimes. So we'll announce the total before the end of the day, and if you didn't get in yesterday, you can still get in today. The question was this. Do you want more or less COVID coverage on this program? we said that just because the narrative really is, I'm done. I'm done. I know everything I need to know. I'm not changing anybody's mind. So let's go. And Les is winning rather significantly. Okay, but we'll give you the final tally by the end of the. End of the show today, okay? And if you haven't yet texted in, Scott, I want more or I want less, 701, this is the text number now. This is the other thing the caller said. What? You said that too fast yesterday. Here it is. And we have a prize. We have actually three MyPillow prizes that we're giving away. Your choice of MyPillow products. 701-237-1590. 701-237-1590. 90. We will text you back with the winners, and we'll have the tally before the end of the program today. All right.
It was by far less, though. I'll tell you that.
Yes, it was.
I saw about by far less.
They were pouring in. Yeah, exactly. So we know the answer for sure.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah. It seems like every has-been that's been out of the limelight for 30 years is jumping on the Joe Rogan bandwagon to get their name back on page one. Most should remember the skeletons in their closet before they open their mouths.
I thought that exact same thing last night. You guys better just shut up and let them play your music.
Yeah. What did I heard something really dumb come out of the mouth of, who was it yesterday on Tucker Carlson? I wish I could remember who it was. But it was somebody that's supposedly really smart. And they were saying, hey, Whoopi Goldberg's not racist. She's not racist. She picked the name Goldberg. Do you know her actual name is like, what is her real name, Kevin? Do you know?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, look it up once for me. Because it's like, it's not like Karen Johnson, but it's not far away from that. I mean, just a real, just kind of American name. She picked the name Whoopi Goldberg. And some knucklehead on Tucker Carlson last night says, she picked the name Goldberg, so she's clearly not racist. Oh, I get it. Now we just say our name is Goldberg, so people think we're Jewish, and that proves we're not racist.
Make it up. Karen Elaine Johnson. I had no idea.
Karen Johnson. Her name is Karen Johnson.
I'll show you on the stream. There she is right there.
Yeah. It's Karen Johnson is her real name.
Karen
Folks,
Johnson.
What does this tell you? I hope
you
it tells you.
For Whoopi?
Well, and Goldberg, like somehow, she's trying to tell us she's Jewish, so clearly she could be racist. I mean, oh my gosh. My takeaway from this is that culture, sort of the Hollywood elitist folks, they are so out of touch. They are so gone. I do want to say this about Whoopi Goldberg. I think that comment, had Sean Hannity said it, Tucker Carlson said it, would have been, they're firing. They'd have been done. Cancel culture would have gotten. She is being suspended, so there's a double standard there with a conservative and a Republican, right? Versus how a liberal
would she's livid, too. You know, she is livid. She's suspended.
But she's suspended. But here's the deal. I would say whether Sean Hannity said it or Whoopi Goldberg said it, it was a dumb comment. However she said it, that's not something to cancel somebody over. We are getting so ridiculous over this. It's crazy. You know, fire her. She should be. No. She screwed up. Move on, people. Unbelievable. More coming up on What's in Your Mind. Ag Commissioner Doug Goring when we continue this conversation. Don't go away.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4B emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
Hi, I'm Scott with the Giving Hearts Day team. Join thousands of your fellow North Dakotans on February 10th and support a local charity. Visit givingheartsday.org for more.
Hi, I'm Ashley with the Giving Hearts Day team. Give, volunteer, or donate goods now through Giving Hearts Day, and you could win a 2022 Chevrolet Silverado Trail Boss pickup donated by Gate City Bank. Visit givingheartsday.org to learn more.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russia has condemned a U.S. decision to send extra troops to Europe to support NATO allies amid Russia posturing at the Ukraine border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
We remain focused on the evolving situation in Europe. and Russia's actions on the Ukrainian border and in Belarus. As the Secretary said, the United States stands shoulder to shoulder with our NATO allies.
The Pentagon is reporting U.S. Special Forces conducted a successful counterterrorism mission against al-Qaeda targets in northwest Syria last night. There were no U.S. casualties. Local civilians in the area say the operation lasted about 2 hours and are claiming 13 people were killed, including women and children. The operation took place near the village of Atmeh, near the Turkish border. SpaceX successfully launched a classified payload into orbit for the U.S. government yesterday from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hello, a little red riding hood. I heard about you, and it's all been good. I want to meet you, so I'm standing at your door. I've been a-knocking till my knuckles are sore. Baby,
so it's going to be a Buddy Holly kind of day? This is the Big
Buddy
Bopper?
Holly,
who is this?
Big Bopper. Big, this is Big Bopper.
Yeah. Big Bopper with something.
Little Richie
yeah.
Valens probably, too.
Today is the day the music died. And turn on any television station. You should hear about that, but you'll probably hear more about Joe Biden in New York saying cops bad, guns bad, you know,
yeah.
and COVID and, you know, all this other stuff. So, yeah. But today is the day the music died. So let's not forget that. What's on your mind? Brought to you by our friends at MyPillow. Mike Lindell has been canceled by his bank now. You know, a Minnesota bank, he's been there forever. No, I'm not kidding you. And they call and say, you know, nothing's really happening now, but it could down the road. And so we'd like you to kind of go somewhere else with your money. He's like, no, if you want to close my account, but I'm not going to go quietly into the night. It's just unbelievable. This cancel culture is unbelievable. But that's why we love Mike. That's why we love Mike, because he just keeps fighting. He just keeps, you know, putting his shoulder to the wheel and getting her done. So whether it is the incredible deals right now, you'll find it at MyPillow.com, MyStore.com, FrankSpeech.com, which is really the premier news source for everything that's happening on elections, because the media is not telling you anything. And election integrity is a big dang deal. Fargo, North Dakota approved mail-in balloting. What in the world is Arlette Preston and that woke mob in Fargo pushing mail-in balloting for? It's not because they want more people to vote legally. Just trust me on this one thing. There's no reason Fargo needs mail-in balloting. So these are the kind of fronts he fights on. The truth on Arizona. What's happening in Pennsylvania. How about a Wisconsin judge saying, guess what? Ballot drop box are not legal under the Constitution. So let's support them. Let's get great deals. MyPillow.com, promo code ScottFrankSpeech.com for all the election news. All right. The Ag Commissioner of our great state of North Dakota is here, Doug Goring. Two conversations to have today with him in the time we have till the top of the hour. One is related to his friend and his fellow Industrial Commission member, our longest-serving Attorney General, Wayne Stengem, and also a little look ahead to Ag in 2022. Doug, thanks for taking the time for us today.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
You know, it's hard not to be sad today.
Yeah.
I've certainly been gratified by all the love that's been shown to Wayne Stengem, but it's a tough day, isn't it?
It is. Wayne was a friend. I knew him personally, politically. We campaigned together for many, many years because we were on the same election cycle. Wayne is... Wayne will be deeply missed, and as my colleague on the Industrial Commission, he brought a lot of perspective, and a wealth of knowledge and information about certain subjects that really helped us work through some issues. It's going to be tough. And I worked with him also on issues that I had in the office. And if you go back and look at WOTUS, we worked on WOTUS together.
A battle that continues to this day.
That continues to this day is exactly right.
Now going to the Supreme Court. Yeah.
Yep. And, you know, we sat down and talked about this for years before WOTUS actually happened because we knew of the threats that were around waters of the U.S. And he said, can you give me some examples? Can we work together on some of this? And I brought a lot of supporting data, material. A lot of what we did working with the Health Department, the Department of Environmental Quality, the Water Commission, working with Jack Dalrymple, we were able to pull a lot of information together, work together, do some modeling. We had a GIS mapper in my office. We utilized him to make sure that we could start to identify and really show what the impact's going to be to the state of North Dakota. And you'd swear Wayne was the one that loved the state the most. And I say that half-heartedly, but he really did have a deep love and a sense of commitment for this state. So when we'd start talking about that, I remember one of his statements would be, you know, I'm tired of listening to people that think they love our land more than we do, you know.
I can hear him saying that.
Yeah.
I can hear him saying that.
So,
and
it
was
good.
I was going to say, the Industrial Commission, there's three people on arguably the most important body in the state of North Dakota. It's the Board of Directors for everything.
It is. It has a lot of power, oversees a lot. Oil and gas, Public Finance Authority, Transmission Authority. We have the Coal Research Fund through there, Renewable Energy. We do a lot of research programs in general. We have the Bank of North Dakota, State Mill and Elevator. Oh, my God. It's, 13 agencies under us.
And it's, you know, when there's three people, there's 2-1 votes. There's, you know, it's a battle. It's not for the faint of heart.
No.
And
no.
And I you know, and obviously the two of you serve, you know, on that commission with multiple governors.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just, I you know, it's amazing that through those battles, there still is this camaraderie and this respect because that's tough business. Everybody has a different thought on where they're going to go, right?
Yeah. I mean, it's a matter of just respecting the institution. Bring in your knowledge, perspective, and understanding to the table, and you're going to walk and talk through things. And not all the time did Wayne and I agree on some issues. But in the end, you just respect whatever the vote was, and you move on, make the best out of it.
You know, it's you can't help think back to things, and I was just telling you off the air that one thing I said in a fit of anger in the middle of the DAPL protest, because that was just ripping at the fabric of North Dakota, and it was outsiders, and it was fake news, and it just drove me crazy that we weren't. I weep for law enforcement in the middle of that.
Yes.
And one day I was mad about something, and I said something to the effect of, "Is Wayne Stengem hiding under his desk? Or are we going to take these guys on?" And I got a text from him saying, "Sounds like we need to talk." And when I got to his office, he was not happy and proceeded to show me all the investigations going on and everything else. And you know what? It's good to do that once in a while because I had a very different perspective coming out of that. And the battle on that continues to this day, even in the reimbursement. You know, we're suing the federal government.
Yep.
And we've won and they don't want to pay up. You know, so, you know, it's a good lesson, I think, when you lose somebody like this to step back and say, hey, how was I in the battles? Do I really love my enemies or is that just a good talking point? You know, and is Ronald Reagan famously said, is my 80% friend not my 20% enemy? Of course, right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, and to that point, I get calls all the time. People are asking, what are you doing about this? And I can sympathize, and I completely get where Wayne was at. He was working on things. You're just not conveying that all the time. And sometimes you can't because of the type of work you're doing.
And he didn't toot his horn.
No.
To the degree most attorney generals in the state would do.
Exactly.
I remember having a conversation with him about, you know, an effort in Arizona on the election mess. And he said, you know, normally we do this together, because I was like, why isn't North Dakota on that? Why aren't we joining in that? And he said, oh, the Arizona guy, where the rest of us AGs are kind of chuckling, because he doesn't want anybody else on it.
Yeah.
You know, he's running for governor, and so he's politically motivated. So, you know, you don't always know the full story.
No, and to that point, you're exactly right. When I work with my colleagues across the nation, we generally are trying to work together. We're not trying to take credit, but I know there's a whole different level of politics that exist in different
Texas
places.
Or Arizona.
When you're talking about Secretary of State, or maybe you're talking about Attorney General, you have people that are trying to position politically. So then, unfortunately, you don't get this camaraderie. You don't get this working together. You look at WOTUS, we had 13 states involved. That was Wayne's effort of going out there, selling this, and then making sure that they all got recognized as being part of that lawsuit.
And I want people who hear WOTUS and think, oh, there's another acronym, I don't know what it means. Waters of the U.S. But explain how much that could, literally, if the federal government got its way back to Obama, and now with Biden, but for Wayne's actions in rallying 13 states, what that would do to North Dakota. Explain that to folks.
So I think we had a very compelling case. When you go west, you already have so much federal land that's already owned and managed and under the federal government's authority. But you look at the central part of the nation and going east, you have a lot of private land. We had such a compelling argument because we could show after we started modeling what the proposed rule was going to do. We went from having 5,700 linear miles of traditional navigable waters to 86,630 or 40 miles.
And navigable waters means you, farmer, don't own that. We, the federal government, do, right?
We have authority over it.
Yeah.
You may owe it and have to pay taxes on it,
yeah.
But we actually have the authority. And what was so disturbing in that is because the proposed language said things like dry ditches, ravines, anything within a watershed now fell under the authority of the federal government. But not only that, it talked about a 4,000-foot buffer adjacent to the ordinary high water mark in every one of those dry ravines, ditches, ephemeral streams. So all of a sudden, in North Dakota, we captured, or the federal government would have captured, over 86,000 linear miles, and we actually took then and colored it red for everything that would fall under their authority. 84, 86% of the state would fall under the federal government's authority. The one place that didn't, that we were all surprised when we started looking, and it's because of the pothole region, we thought that was going to be broadly affected, and it is. Except for when you went up in Devil's Lake. It's almost like an area up there where it's no man's land. It's like at the top of the Continental Divide, where it's so far away from any type of watershed that it stayed white. But all of western North Dakota, because it falls under a watershed type of scenario, was all captured. We were all captured. I mean, much of the state.
What was the federal government's intent in that?
Authority. And it goes back to a couple different things. They try to operate under the Clean Water Act saying, no, we need to regulate. We need to have that oversight so that we can affect the quality of water. The problem with that is the Clean Water Act is in effect. It exists. Now, states have the authority under the Clean Water Act, and the state has rights, and we have state waters, and we manage those. That was the problem with all this is, all of a sudden, they said they were going to manage them.
So it would be another weapon in the climate action insanity, basically, for the federal government to just shut down whatever they don't like, agriculture, energy, whatever.
Exactly. Development, construction, it doesn't matter because once it's under their authority, they now would dictate or could dictate when you graze your livestock out there, what you're going to plant, what you're going to fertilize, how you're going to manage your farm, your operation, where you're going to build the road,
And because of Wayne Stengem, that was paused. There was an injunction saying federal government, you can't do it.
Absolutely.
That's a heck of a legacy, I'll tell you. And now the Supreme Court of the United States is going to make a decision on that.
Take it on.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Yep.
More with Doug Goering, our Ag Commissioner, after this timeout. What's on your mind? Live in Bismarck today. Don't go away.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at abmnow.com.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Sanex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
Not sure if you saw this, but Grant Stinchfield is on Newsmax exposing Nancy Pelosi's hypocrisy. Reports say Nancy Pelosi could be worth as much as $250 million. And she recently even made up to $30 million on stock trades with big tech. Stinchfield is tired of Pelosi's hypocrisy, and he's launched a petition called Give It Back Nancy, demanding that she return the $30 million to help poor families. You need to join his Stinchfield petition. Go online now to giveitbacknancy.com. That's giveitbacknancy.com, and join Stinchfield. On Newsmax, 7 p.m. Central, revealing the truth about Pelosi. You'll also see Michael Savage and Dick Morris on Stinchfield. Get Newsmax on every major cable system. If your cable operator doesn't carry Newsmax, tell them you want it. Or watch Newsmax free on your streaming platforms. Millions are turning to Newsmax, a source you can trust. Watch Stinchfield tonight and hold Pelosi accountable. Go to giveitbacknancy.com. Giveitbacknancy.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Way back today, after the funeral services for Wayne Stanger, which again today are at 11 a.m. Bismarck Event Center, and you use the west entrance that's in the exhibit hall. They've now increased the seating to 1,700. Don't make, hey, there's going to be too many people there, the reason you don't go. This is a day you honor a great public servant and law enforcement as well. Remember, he's the top law enforcement officer in this state. 11 o'clock today, but I'm already thinking about my stop. Exit 292, Valley City, and whether I'm going to go with a fresh-made hamburger or one of the great lunch specials of the day. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, PetroServe USA. Find one near you. all the locations. Mandan, great chicken. Same with the Bismarck location right across from the Capitol. I'm telling you what, nothing better. PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Continue with Doug Goring, our ag commissioner, our guest today on What's on Your Mind. I want to do a big picture question on Ag 2022 that we'll pick up at some point and delve into later. But I want to get in a couple of pain points right now that's happening. Do we have a supply chain crisis in North Dakota in the U.S.?
Oh God, we have a supply chain issue in this country, across the world, and in North Dakota. It is a real issue. It's a labor issue. It's a trucking issue, but it all probably boils down to just labor. What the federal government did when they thought they were doing everybody a favor because people were nervous, they were afraid, looked like we were going to shut businesses down, they enhanced unemployment insurance, and it compounded and exacerbated the situation. It sent people home, the culture of our country changed, and all of a sudden you can't get people back to work.
Now, hasn't that been remedied? Haven't we fixed that?
Oh, my God, I got processors, I have companies, I have service industries that can't get enough people.
But they're not paid to stay home anymore or get this kicker anymore, right?
No.
But you're saying the culture changed.
The culture changed, and then on top of that, Congress also passed, at the urgency of the administration, hey, we need to do child care credit. Now, I know that it impacts and affects people in North Dakota, but the reality is, It keeps people away from going out and serving others and making a living and gaining a little pride and integrity and work and what they're doing and self-sufficiency. And it's not that we shouldn't help people. Absolutely. Those in need. But we have far too many that I'm seeing that aren't.
What do we do about it? Is there a solution there?
Well, it does mean that... Again, we go back to having programs in place that help those in need, but we have to cut
off. We already have those, don't we?
We already have those.
Yeah.
If we need to beef them up, then let's address those.
So how do you get these people off the couch? How do you get them back in the game?
Well, you have to cut off the supply chain, the checks, and then it forces them back out there to re-engage with life, re-engage with their community, re-engage with the economy, and we're going to be on a better situation. The other thing is, stop regulating us to death.
Oh, you think?
My God.
Look at the truckers, what they've gone through in the last 3 years in the way of additional regulations.
Well, to that point, in 13 years since I came into office, one of the first things I asked for was to address the issue on interstate commerce and interstate drivers. So you get people that come out of high school, they're looking for a profession, they don't want to go to college, they don't want to do a trade school, but maybe they want to go get some training to be an over-the-road driver or be a truck driver. Well, you can drive intrastate within the state at 18, 19, and 20, but you can't do interstate until 21. But we have a lot of competent people that can drive at 19 and 20.
It should be about your skill, not your age, shouldn't it?
Exactly. I know people that are wiser at 23 than I know people that are at 50. And
can you do anything to buck the federal regulations in North Dakota? Can you?
So
there is a 10th Amendment last time I checked. So.
But here's what's kind of interesting. Actually, with that plea that we've made with the federal government, they recognized this last year that, yeah, we have a supply chain issue and we can put drivers in. They have to be accompanied. And we can now look at 18, 19, 20-year-olds. Federal government made this change about 6-7 weeks ago. We're like, hooray. They finally get it. They finally see the issues.
Is that loosening up the pipeline at all?
Well, you think it would help, but then they turn around and put a rule in place that on February 7th, if you want to bring new drivers into the system, which used to be on-the-job training, now we're going to be required to have certified drivers by the federal government.
That's a whole new profession now.
Where
are you going to train the
400 hours that they have to be with a new driver.
Oh, my gosh.
So now how do you have an employer employ someone to do on-the-job training and have another driver with them so that they learn all the skills, the techniques, they learn what they're supposed to do, and all they've done is interfere and regulate us back out of business. We have a shortage of 81,000 truck drivers in the United States. 81,000.
Maybe we need a, what's happening in Canada right now. Maybe we need an Ottawa. Maybe we need to have just it stop so people recognize, no, this is what happens when trucks don't move.
Well, and that's the other problem. You have two countries that exchange goods and services, and because some of that's just not available in either country, and they put a vaccine mandate up at the border. Now, I thought these were essential drivers and essential people for the economy and for our lives, and all of a sudden we're saying, nope, the vaccine mandate's more important.
Texter says, rumor has it that Prime Minister Trudeau poked his head out yesterday, saw a shadow, looks like six more weeks of protests. So somehow we got to wake up here. We got to wake up. Doug, thanks for the time today. Thanks for honoring your friend Wayne Stengeman, a great public servant. And let's talk again real soon about 2022 and ag and energy alliances, okay?
Absolutely.
Appreciate the time very much. More from Bismarck today on What's On Your Mind after this timeout.
Colder weather's coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables, too, and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 now, 844-200-7727. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.